Producing drugs and other molecules to the precise standards expected every time you make a compound and everywhere you want to make it is a very profound challenge for chemists because they need to get the conditions precisely right on every occasion. Previously, this has caused enormous headaches for the industry, but now Glasgow University chemist Lee Cronin reckons he's cooked up a way to solve the problem. As he explains to Izzy Clark, he and his team divide up the chemical process into simpler steps and 3D print a series of tailor-made linked test tubes for each one so the conditions are perfect for every reaction and you don't need a Michelin-starred chemist to guarantee the right results every time. The technology could even allow us to make personalised drugs on demand.
So the problem is that chemists are really good at making really complex molecules, but the very best chemist is a bit like a Michelin star chef in that it's very difficult to copy them. They're just so fantastic. They have so much knowledge. So what I wanted to try and do is work out a way to digitize the process of synthetic chemistry so we could get the chemistry to be reproducible, almost a Michelin star meal in a TV dinner.
So this is all to do with drug production. So how exactly have you been able to do that?
So what we wanted to do is take the process of organic chemistry that's normally done in a chemistry laboratory or in a big facility and try and translate that into a digital code. And so what we did is videoed how the expert chemist made the molecule, identified all the steps, and then made a digital code so we could come up with a sequence of events to remake the molecule. It's a bit like having a clockwork music box where you wind up the music box and it plays the same tune every time because the actual notes are hardwired into the box. And so we wanted to do the same thing and capture the code by making a 3D architecture.
So you've actually built a 3D test chamber, essentially.
Yes. And what we would then do is trial all the different routes to make the molecule in steps. We would 3D print not just one test tube, two test tubes individually and wire them together with a tube. We'd print it in one big lump, one big monolith, and then test that all together to check that we had produced the compound. We'd then produce a certified blueprint. And then we'd give that blueprint to another chemist to then use with the code to see if they could then get what the expert had done.
How do you know that this actually works?
So this is a very important point. We spent the vast majority of our time taking this idea and making the drug baclofen, which is a muscle relaxant. And baclofen is a nice molecule because it's produced at the end in a solid, but it's quite challenging. There are 12 different processes that have to be done in the right order, in exactly the right way to make the molecule. We digitized baclofen in the laboratory and then 3D printed the mini factories and then kept adding the reagents and tweaking it, changing the volumes, changing everything until it became absolutely foolproof. And so that even a non-Michelin star chemist, like myself, not very good, could actually make the molecule.
Can this actually be applied to any drug or is it still at the very early stages?
Well, conceptually, it can be applied to any drug. The big difference is that we were 3D printing plastic rather than doing it in glass. So there's chemical compatibility. And there's also a thing about how much you want to make. What we're doing right now to follow up is to choose hard to make molecules that are in short supply and very expensive, but not made at big facilities. So we can show how it's really worthwhile and get people using it to make fine chemicals for, say, cancer investigations in the lab and so on.
And those fine chemicals, I guess, would be quite important if you need a more personal approach to the drugs that you need to take for some certain illnesses.
Precisely. You're an individual and everyone's disease is slightly different, particularly if it's unfortunate enough to be something like cancer. And so what you might be able to do in the hospital then is then work out what particular type of cancer as a function of the genetic and the environmental errors, and then just produce a molecule in the right form, right dose, just for you. And then that reduces your side effects rather than trying to make a molecule that's okay for many hundreds of thousands of people. We just make one for you.
So that is actually one huge benefit. What are the other benefits for this method over, say, going to big pharmaceutical companies and the like?
By doing this outside the factory, we can digitize drugs and almost do to drugs what the ebook has done. So we can basically read any book we want, make any drug we need. This is important for drugs that are no longer made, for drugs that are unstable, But more importantly, perhaps if you needed an urgent medicine somewhere else in the world, you could just beam in the information by satellite and use that information to make the factory and the molecules at the point of need.
So maybe we could even 3D print these mini factories out in space. That was Lee Cronin from the University of Glasgow, and his report was published this week in Science.